This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson, and I am being watched right now. Every move I make, tracked. My preferences recorded. What am I doing? I'm doing what I do every day, Googling different subjects, buying things, visiting websites. Nothing much to be ashamed of, but do I really want people knowing every move I make online? This month, the Federal Trade Commission announced they're considering a Do Not Track list. Internet users could click and sign up to get more anonymity, to hide where they go and what they do from online marketers. The technology that makes all this digital eavesdropping possible? Cookies. Studio 360's Derek John explains.
Here's all you really need to know about cookies. Without them, the World Wide Web as we know it would cease to exist. Really.
I would say cookies are by far the most controversial and misunderstood thing that I've ever invented.
And this coming from the guy who invented the blink tag. Lou Montoli is his name, and yes, I know where he lives.
I've gotten people telling me the most outrageous things that they thought cookies were responsible for, you know, creating viruses and destroying their PC, and they can blame anything that went wrong in their life on cookies.
Cookies trace their origins to 1994. Lou was a founding engineer at Netscape then, working on the first commercial web browser. This is back when Amazon was just a rainforest, and shopping online meant a long wait at the supermarket.
I remember going to a meeting specifically discussing the shopping cart problem.
The problem was that your virtual shopping cart had no way of remembering what you had added to it.
The technology was such that each time you contacted a website and moved from page to page, essentially the server would forget everything about you.
Some engineers proposed assigning a unique identifier to your personal browser so that companies could keep track of you when you went online. But that also meant that companies could keep track of you when you went online. Lou had a better idea.
Maybe we just use this concept from Unix systems programming called the magic cookie, which allowed you to hold a piece of data privately and just return it on a regular basis.
His big invention was just a string of random text stored on your computer. It's why websites can remember your password. That is, unless you delete your cookies, which you can also do.
So the concept of cookies came up as something that was supposed to just be a contract between you and a single website and something that you could actually control.
But by the early millennium, even the father of the cookie had lost control. Lou remembers being caught off guard one night while surfing the web.
I went to a website and I was looking for something reasonably unique. I think maybe a pair of ice skates.
Lou kept browsing. He was on another website when suddenly an ad for ice skates popped up.
And I thought to myself, yeah, that's a big coincidence. And then I go to another website and another advertisement, the same advertisement for ice skates comes up. And I start thinking to myself, well, that's way too much of a coincidence.
Lou had stumbled onto a new lucrative use for his invention, targeted advertising. And that's why Jeff Jarvis says cookies are the best thing since, well, you know, that other food.
The cookie is made to seem sinister because it sounds mysterious. It's a little line of data that says this browser went to this page. That's it.
Jarvis is a popular tech blogger and author of What Would Google Do?
The holy grail of Google is to intuit our intent, is to figure out what you want even before you want it. And isn't this the coolest thing on earth when you start typing in Google and you make a mistake and it says, did you mean? How did it know that? Right? That's really cool. That's not creepy. That's okay. That was helping us.
You can call it paranoia. I think it's a justifiable fear.
Helen Niesenbaum is a privacy expert at New York University. She thinks companies are increasingly poking their noses where they don't belong.
I mean, what is it about a totalitarian government that's problematic? They know everything about you, and they're there in every part of your life. So it's not a matter of sharing information. It's who you're going to share it with. Can you trust them? Can they manipulate you in ways that you are concerned about? And that's my fear.
But Jeff Jarvis says we've been here before.
The first serious discussion of a legal right to privacy in the United States occurred in 1890. And it was because of the invention of the Kodak camera. Because the camera tied to the penny press allowed someone to take a picture of you anywhere and print it for everyone. And they looked at that and they said, that's scary. That's creepy.
Still, the proliferation of so-called third-party cookies mean ad networks can follow our clicks across an ever larger swath of the internet. Just how large? Helen Niesenbaum isn't waiting to find out.
I now have TrackMeNot listed under my tools.
She and her team at NYU recently designed a browser extension called TrackMeNot. I dropped by her office to see how it works.
So what you see now are searches that TrackMeNot is doing.
Working in the background, TrackMeNot continuously sends random text queries to search engines.
We download a bunch of fake query terms.
The idea is to fog up the mirror, so to speak.
Right now it's going to AOL search engine, Bing search engine, Yahoo search engine.
So TrackMeNot is essentially fighting cookies with cookies. Jeff Jarvis thinks that kind of defeats the purpose.
If we didn't have targeting technology on the internet, what you would have is, number one, a bunch of dancing monkey ads, those horrible ads, the cheapest, most awful ads, because there's no way to know anything about you and target the advertising. You would also have a hell of a lot less content. So cookies are good. Cookies are your friend.
At least that's what companies like Google would have us believe.
At Google, we make privacy a priority in everything we do.
The search engine giant now lets users opt out of certain profiling categories. And if you know where to look, you can even see your own personal cookie. Google keeps it on file.
ID equals 800001D56EF644190/480728.
I guess that's reassuring. But what about Lou Montoli, the man who wreaked this havoc in the first place? He says without cookies, there are far sneakier tracking devices out there to pry into our digital secrets.
If cookies aren't here, and if we don't have the protections of cookies, there's going to be something way worse down the pike, and I'm a little bit scared to find out what that would be.
And besides, a lot of us already give up that information to social networks anyway.
If cookies are cookies, then Facebook is more like a double Big Mac. You know what we need is the analogy. We need, who was it in Ghostbusters that said it?
According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie.
If this is a Twinkie, then imagine a Twinkie.
35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
First cookies, now Twinkies. Will the internet ever be good for us? For Studio 360, I'm Derek John.
At Studio360.org, you can listen to any one of dozens of segments from our Science and Creativity series. And if you don't mind, let our cookies alone so that we can remember who you are when you visit.